Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I must say that I enjoy these conversations. I enjoy the opportunity to take what I've experienced and what I've learned and pass it along to you so that you get a better understanding of business. And what I think about is I think about you, the CEO, president, or business owner. I think of what you go through during the day. I think about the challenges that you have, how business has changed since 2008, what you need to think about, what do you need to know that's going to make your life better. And I was just wondering this morning, what do you think? What do you think about the sales process in your business? How do you perceive it? How do you perceive the people that you do business with? Do you think about it as helping people? Do you think about it as I'm going to go out there and I'm going to present myself and I've created this company that's really just an incredible work and do I put myself in a position where I really respect and honor the people that I work with, my employees, my customers? Do you think about them as prey? Do you think about them as someone that you're going to make a sale, that you're going to absolutely just nail it and you're going to get their money? Or do you think about it, and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to give them everything I have to help them? Because if you're thinking about them as prey, you're not going to be quite as successful as you might want to be. If you're thinking about your employees of how do I get the most out of them, no, you've got to give back. You've got to make them feel like you're interested in them. You've got to consider what they think and how they think and put yourself in their position. If you were selling to yourself, what would you want to hear? It's really an interesting question because people come and sell you all the time. How do they present themselves? Do you walk, when they walk out the door, you go, I'd never buy from that person? Or do you say to yourself, you know, I wish that person would work for me? When you're dealing with your employees, do you put yourself in their position? What if you were doing that job? And, you know, one of the advisable things to do for any business owner is once a year, take the job of every single person in your company. Do work that position. See what it's really like. See how you would react. See how much workflow there is. See how you can make it better. It's always about making it better. If we make it better, if we're more aware, if we treat people the way we want to be treated, if we're out there to help people, and if we have an aggressive sales campaign that highlights all of those things, no, you can't sit back and wait for it to come to you. What do they want and what do they need and how can I help them? That should be your motto. And if it is your motto, well, you will not only flourish and make a great profit, but your life won't be so stressful. You'll be surrounding yourself with people that think the same way, that when a customer calls customer service, the customer service is absolutely happy to talk to them. You know, I can think of a couple companies that when I call into them and the receptionist answers the phone, I am so glad to talk to her. She really absolutely brightens my day. The reception in this case happens to be a woman. Or when you call a company like Zappos, and you have a problem, they put you at ease. They make you feel like they're there for you. So I guess the takeaway for today is always make people feel. Be sincere and make them feel like you're there for them. And when you walk away, they go, you know, I really want to do business with this person. I really want to work for this person. I want to work with this person. Doesn't matter if it's your banker, your insurance agent, your customers, your clients. Doesn't matter if you walk into the grocery store and you're practicing and that person in the checkout station who's been there for 10 hours, 8 hours, standing on their feet and has had to deal with all kinds of people and you give them a very pleasant comment. You ask them how they are sincerely. Sincerity is the word of the day. This is Howard Lewinter. I know you can do this. I know that you are going to completely understand what I'm talking about. You're going to practice it. You're going to work it. And you are going to understand your business every single day. You're going to say to yourself, why am I here and how can I help people? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.